Sean, really, since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution and really over the last 100 years and picking up steam over the past 50 years, our burning of fossil fuels, chiefly coal, oil, and natural gas, has put so much carbon pollution in our atmosphere that is literally warming the planet. This is happening globally. It's happening across the United States. Last year, we had the hottest year on record going back more than a century in the United States. Worst drought in 80 years. Who paid the price for that? Well, at first, it was our farmers. It was our ranchers. It was folks who were suffering from heat extremes, heat exhaustion. Then it was people who got hit by Hurricane Sandy, which was torqued up by the fact that it lingered for a lot of time over warm Atlantic waters, about 5 degrees warmer than average, which supercharged that storm with an enormous amount of energy and moisture, and then compressed it, sent it inland. So when that happened, we had this horrendous storm. Right now, when we look back at the year, Sean, it turns out that American taxpayers paid almost $100 billion to deal with extreme weather events like I'm describing that were all torqued up by climate change. This is money we spent fighting forest fires that consumed more than 9 million acres of forest and fields last year. Money we spent on flood damage and restoration costs. Money we spent for to indemnify farmers against crop losses. And in Florida, what we're seeing, we saw higher temperatures last year, and we also are seeing sea level rise. Along the Atlantic seaboard, Sean, the ocean is rising at a rate that is 4 times faster than it is globally. What that means is that when a hurricane does come ashore that's loaded with more energy, loaded with more moisture, a storm surge can have a higher impact because of that sea level rise, and so you get more flooding.
You mentioned the $100 billion cost of climate change, climate disruption last year to Americans. Who pays for that? Where does that money come from?
It's about $1,100 per taxpayer, Sean, if you averaged it out. But it's we, the people, the taxpayers, who are paying that. And when you, to put it in perspective, you take away mandatory spending, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and you take away defense spending, and what you're left with, that figure, $100 billion, represents 16 cents on the dollar of every non-defense discretionary dollar that we spend in this country. 16% was going to deal with these extreme weather problems. And here's the thing, Sean. A lot of private insurance companies are reading the writing on the wall. They're saying if it's a low-lying area that's susceptible to flooding, susceptible to sea level rise, might wind up in the flood zone 10 or 20 years from now. They're walking away. They're saying, you know, we're not sure we're going to write an insurance policy on that. So then that means, in many cases, the federal government ends up picking up the tab. We are now on the hook, American taxpayers, for $1.3 trillion in flood property insurance in this country nationally. That is double where we were a decade ago. It's a disturbing and unsustainable trend.